Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. It is a very, very sunny and happy Saturday morning. How are you? 2019, you did not think you would make it this far, did you? Well, 2019, a sunny Saturday morning. What did you do for your health? That's the first question. I thought you made that New Year's resolution list. Get on it, my friends. Okay, short story. Today, I dive in the ocean. It's about 7 a.m. The swell is in. The waves are huge. It was me and a seal staring at each other for about 15 seconds. At first, I thought it was a diver coming up from the water, but no, it was a seal. Waves were huge. Absolutely huge and breaking. The tide is very, very high. So this guy sees me. He must have been an Englishman, some sort of an English accent. And he sees me walking towards the water and he says, "Oh, gonna go in and get your toes wet." He asks me if I'm gonna get my toes wet. And I said, "Well, no, sir. I'm actually gonna go in way over my head and talk to the seals for about 15 minutes. Now, I wish I had a camera crew there to see the look on this guy's face. I mean, the minute I said it, that was the end of the conversation. For all intents and purposes, I'm a maniac looking to drown myself. This guy says nothing and just walks away like I ruined his day. Believe me, I'm used to that. But you see, I don't think I'm crazy. I think he's crazy. He couldn't have been more than 10 years older than I am, really. Maybe 12, 13. Must have been in his, you know, mid-70s somewhere. Bottom line is, he's a grandpa. He's hoping to get out of bed in the morning. I want to take that guy in the ocean, past his toes. Then I want to sit him down and show him the science, the empiric science. The science that asks him to use his common sense. But I know that's not going to be good enough. Because he's going to go to his MD to get his monthly. And they're going to remind him, "Get your flu shot, Grandpa. After all, you're not a young man anymore. And did you take your meds?" And this is what we're selling to America. We're selling it to the world. This guy might not even have been American. He had quite an accent. Ton of money, probably owned a house on the beach. 5, 10, 15 mil. Just put your toes in the water. Just your toes. We're crazy. Have we gone crazy? I love moments like that. People switch on or they switch off when they see the truth. They run from it, pretend they didn't see it, or they absorb it. You driving today on the freeway, are you absorbing the tone in my voice? Do you have any sense that there's some truth to what I'm talking about? If you do, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I don't like to pull punches. I'll give you an example. Today's show, melting arterial plaque. Truth, myth, reality. Today's show, melting arterial plaque. Right, plaque in the coronary arteries, plaque in your arteries. Can you do it? Those members of the Holistic Club want to just clap and say yes. Sorry, we have to qualify that statement with all due respect to alternative medicine. Your cardiologist at Kaiser Permanente or wherever else you get ripped off Your cardiologist is going to tell you impossible. If you've got plaque, pray it stops. If you've got plaque, go on a statin drug. If you've got plaque, maybe go on a blood thinner. They've got pharmaceutical solutions. They've got diagnostic tests, and they've got surgical procedures like stents or, you know, the surgery itself. That's what they've got, surgery, drugs. The holistic camp has rah-rah, boom-bah. Take this herbal supplement because it'll melt the plaque. Both sides are crazy. Both sides are wrong. So who do we have to go to for some sense of the truth? Well, I just said the word truth. Here's what you're going to do for 2019. Truth means use your common sense. Truth does not mean how many articles you can find to support whatever claim is made. You know why truth doesn't mean that? Because people know how to play with words and they know how to play with numbers, and too many people are bought. It's bad. I'm telling you, it's bad. You know, vetting, we vet things now because we're starting to realize no one tells the truth, so we vet things. Learn to use your inner wisdom to vet things. Give you an example of what I mean. If you ask your cardiologist, if you have an occlusion, and by the way, when I say you, I mean you. No, I don't just mean you. You driving, you eating breakfast. I mean you. I mean all of you. Why? Arterial plaque is in everybody. It's just a matter of how bad it is. It's just a matter of where it is. If it's in your brain, no one's ever going to tell you it's arterial plaque. They're just going to say you're senile. If it's not bad enough to put you in an old age home, they're just going to say grandpa's older. He's 72. It's normal for a 72-year-old man not to remember where he's going when he's driving on the freeway. It's normal to forget where your keys are when they're in the door. That's what they'll tell you. But common sense says, statistically, a guy at 70 or 80 is only pumping maybe half the blood to his brain than he did when he was 20, which means oxygen. Now, why would that be? Since it is. Since an inarguable fact is that as you age, less blood goes to the brain. Thus, all the downside of aging as it relates to cognitive issues. You don't quite have the mind at 75 that you had at 16. You can't remember things as quickly. You can't even go back to school because you can't even remember what school is. All sorts of problems with learning. And yeah, if we can read the funny papers and the LA Times and whatever rag we choose to read, then we're happy because we're not as senile as Charlie, who's staring at himself in an old age home. That is the truth, my friends. That is the truth. Now, here's my point to you. Whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, or 150, you're plaquing up. I won't get into the testing for it because in the lower stages, there is no testing. But here's the point. If you've got an occlusion in your heart arteries or your carotids more than 70%, they're going to start to get concerned. If they can measure it on the angiogram or the coronary calcium CT or some of the variations of angiograms, they're going to start to get concerned. And you're going to get concerned because the big bad day is coming. Now, they can put a stent in or they can do a more invasive surgery. Stents close up. If you put in a stent in 5 years, it's plaqued up. You've got to stop the plaquing. Stents are not great solutions. They may be life-saving. If you've got a 99% occlusion, put a stent in. If doctors see with an angiogram you've got a 95, 99% occlusion, you might want to think about the surgery. But here's the deal. Surgeries to remove plaque stink. They're better than dying, but they still stink. Plaques, stents. Stents are problematic. Cost benefit, if you just want to eat bagels all day for the rest of your life, drink Coke, not change the lifestyle, Take my advice, my friend. Put the stent in. Don't waste your money on some supplement. But this remains a quandary for us then, because the question becomes, can you melt plaque, reverse it? Now, I want to clarify, so put it on your beanies. I did not say, can you stop it or can you prevent it? We know, not your cardiologist, but your holistic cardiologists, and I'm going to get to them in a second, Dr. Esselstyn, Dr. Sinatra, all these cats that write the big books, that have the big heart clinics, everyone flies in, gets kissed and, you know, manicured for a week or two. You spend $50,000, you go home wearing a plaque, and you're all happy that you're doing what? You can stop cardiovascular, you can stop further plaquing. And if you don't have it, you can prevent it. Those things are true. I'm not going to get into it. Why? That information's available. You don't need a rocket scientist to decipher the truth as far as what it takes to stop plaquing or prevent it. But where it gets tricky, where the truth is mixed with lies, what makes me nauseous is this whole issue about, can you reverse plaque? Can you melt plaque all over the body? The simple answer is there's no simple answer, because you have to have enough education to understand what I'm about to say to you. How's that one? You want to know what's going on? You have to upgrade your education. So you got to look into it. You got to get educated. That's the first thing. So if you're looking for the simple answer, forget it, because there are so many stipulations behind what I'm about to say that you have to have some education. So we've got 20 minutes. I'm going to try to give you a little insight to understand. One, this is what no one argues. I'm going to have articles on the website later on melting plaque in animals, melting plaque in animals, reversing heart disease in animals, pigs, monkeys, rabbits, primates. Can it you do it? Can it be done? Can anybody argue it? Can the most conservative bureaucrat at your most conservative cardiology center in the world argue with the fact that plaque melts dramatically in rabbits and primates? And the answer is no, they cannot argue. We have done tons of studies showing that you can fatten up an animal on pork fat for a good 2, 3, 4 years, get it occluded in all the bad places, to the brain, to the heart, occlude it up bad, plaque it up bad, major surgery bad, and give it another 2, 3 years of a good diet. Of the diet you can read about in another book. Of a low-fat diet, does the plaque melt? The answer is yes. And I will put a couple of those articles, I will put them online for you. StraightTalk.cc, soon to be RadicalHealthSolutions.net. No more this baby stuff for you guys. We've got to get radical. Like that guy today, I put my toe in the water. To him, that's radical. No, going in is a little more radical, and it's even not. Radical is go up the coast like I did a month ago up to Big Sur and dive into that, because that's only 48 degrees. Now you're getting radical. Can you melt plaque? In animals, we know that you can. I'm looking at the article right now. They can take an animal, feed it pig slop, let it eat at McDonald's each day, and sooner than later, that animal is going to plaque up bad to the verge of death, then drastically change its diet, cut out the fats. And what happens a year or two later? The animal's plaque is gone. You can read the article. Articles. Now, does that happen to human beings consistently in ways that we've measured, quantified, and can swear by? The answer is no. 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 I'm also going to put an article on by a conventional cardiologist that said, okay, I'm only 40. I'm young. I'll look into this. I don't have to stick with the conservative down society of the AMA. I'm going to see if we really melt plaque. And so what he did is he studied Dr. Esselstyn, the vegetarian cardiologist that makes all the the books and has the clinic and the rest of it and this and that and about melting plaque. And this guy, this cardiologist, studied Dr. Esselstyn's studies. And what he found, and I agree with him, is that, yeah, doing the Sinatra, Esselstyn, Pritikin, going that way, doing it like that, will melt plaque, but not impressively. 10%, 20%. Clearly, you can stop it from progressing doing Esselstyn's formula. Clearly, if you go on the Pritikin program, you can stop progression. But if you've got an 80% occlusion and you're hoping it to get it down to 20% occlusion, mind you, if you're at 80% occlusion, the issue has nothing to do with, well, if you have an 80% occlusion, the issue is not only are you going to get a stroke or a heart attack. Suppose you get it down to 50% occlusion. And now you don't have to worry about a heart attack. I mean, theoretically, at 50%, not too many people worry. What do you do at 50% occlusion when it means you're only getting half the amount of blood to your brain or to your heart? You see? 50% is better than 90%, 80%. Maybe you're not in an imminent danger, but 50% still means you're getting much less blood. That's still not good. That is still a bad thing. We really shouldn't talk about heart disease or cardiovascular disease. We should talk about arterial perfusion. It's a much better word. It means you have the right to demand the arteries that you had when you were 14. Without which, even at 30% plaque, 40% occlusion, what, you're not talking about problems? You don't think you're messed up when one-third of your arterial flow is gone? Of course you are. But this isn't really studied. No one's interested in that because it doesn't make a case for imminent ER medicine. What you pay for each year is a return to you in the event of tragedy. Right? You're rushed into the hospital with a heart attack. You just had a stroke. Somebody's located a major tumor. The money doesn't go into what are the dynamics long before, 10 to 20 years before. 10 to 20 years before, we ought to be pointing out through testing, the NIH should be granting money to figure out and to look at people and their plaque levels at 30 and 40 and 50 and a correlation between how the plaque increases and how symptomology of all sorts increases. You have attached retina, you have macular degeneration, you have cataracts. Why aren't we looking at arterial perfusion to the tiny arteries of the eye? You see? Because no one's going to pay anybody to do this. Because nobody's thinking this way. Because the preventative people are all touting the herbs you should take. And the researchers can't get paid for research that doesn't make money for the pharmacos. So what do you have to use, John Q. Public? It's called your common sense. It's called your common sense. If we can do it with animals, why can't we do it with people? Well, Dr. Esselstyn does. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. The studies he's submitted have shown 10 to 20% reductions in plaque. So when your MD folds his arms and says, oh, Esselstyn, we're not buying that, guess what? Your MD at Kaiser is correct. But don't tell that to Esselstyn. You see? You got to understand the slant, my friends. The fix is in. Doctors exaggerate their claims. Believe me, I've been asked too many times. They exaggerate their claims. What's the difference between an animal and a person? What is the difference between an animal and a person? Oh, their genes are so different. That's why, you know, animals have these specialized genes, so it works. People don't know. Not using your common sense. Animals are different than people because their autonomic nerves are balanced. Animals are different than people because they exist unless you sterilize them and take their claws out, put hoofs on them, blunt their fangs, drug them, feed them puppy chow. Unless you mutilate them so they can hang out in your living room without scratching the furniture. Imagine that. Imagine what we do to our animals. We neuter them. We cut their testicles off. Imagine what we do to animals. We rip their ovaries out. What are we doing? Can't we give them vasectomies? Why do we have to sterilize them? You sterilize a cat and you take its claws out, it becomes a weird animal. But animals in the wild, even animals that we put in the lab, you know, we birth them and then we just do things to them, those animals are different. Animals attune themselves to the flow of nature. That's not poetry. The telluric currents, the Schumann waves, are in alignment with their nervous system. And their nervous system delivers a current to the biology and physiology of the cell. So that when you try to melt an animal's plaque by changing its diet, its entire organism is attuned in a way where it supports health. And this is what we're missing about animal studies and human studies. There are so many studies done where we jump into the human camp and we don't get the results. And we think it's because of some genetic difference that we haven't located yet. But empirically, sorry I use that term, research scientists, empirically, meaning based on data, the results, the humans don't respond like the animals. And on that basis, we wonder why. Matthias Roth. Matthias, cool name, M-A-T-T-I-A-S, Roth, R-A-T-H, M-D-P-H-D, German, out there in German land across the Atlantic. Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks, that's his book. His rap is, it's all about vitamin C, friend of Pauling. Animals make a lot of vitamin C, and therefore vitamin C is the reason animals, baloney. Tons of people pumping down tons of vitamin C get heart attacks. And plaque, you pump vitamin C, and it's a gross extrapolation. And that's what we do. We get one little piece of it, write 50 books. When the ant is in front of your nose, do what animals do. And what do animals do? From the second they're up, till the second their eyes are closed, they attune themselves through lifestyle. They live off their intuitive faculty, and they take their wisdom from the telluric currents and the Schumann waves of the earth. If you watch your animal, if you have a healthy animal, study it. Study it like you're a scientist and the animal's an experiment. And you'll find out why we can melt plaque in animals, because after that, it's easy. Melting plaque for a human being, like an animal, is a matter of raising the HDLs, lowering the LDLs, cutting out the anti-inflammatory profile, reducing the oxidation of the LDL, opening the gallbladder, exercising and sleeping. And it isn't that complicated, because under those conditions, you will begin to pulse the inner wall of the artery. And that will initiate the breakdown of the scars and the dissolution of the plaque on the inside of the artery and the regeneration of the endothelial tissue. I've done 3 shows on this, and I've gotten into the mechanisms of it. But the press doesn't want to give you the secret ingredient, which is live like an animal. Now, I know that sounds crazy to you, but I think it's crazy not to observe nature and really get into the specifics of its flow. Otherwise, we're never end this litany of it works on animals, but not on humans, and we'll never melt our plaque. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I hope this sunk in a little. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.